FM 90.3 WJTL, Finding Faith, Good Hands. Good morning to you. It's 8:18.
Hey, good morning, friends. A look at your weather forecast for today. Sunny, high of 50 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 30. Thursday, mostly sunny, warming up to a high of 60. Friday, continuing that warming up. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers, but highs near 70. It's currently 28 here in Mannheim.
We've been telling you about the new movie Unplanned. Joe Knopp, one of the producers on the movie, also one of the producers of I Can Only Imagine. Both he and his friend Daryl Lefevre, who Lisa talked to last night, grew up in the Lancaster area. And Joe joins us now on the phone. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Great to have you on the phone, Joe. Before we talk about Unplanned, which we want to do coming up in just a bit, tell us a little bit about your tie to the Lancaster area and central Pennsylvania.
Great. I actually grew up born in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, my family situation was not a good situation. So at the age of seven, my two sisters and I got placed at Christ Home. And I ended up staying there until I graduated from high school.
So you graduated from Pequot Valley, right?
I did, yes.
That's pretty amazing. Cool. And tell us a little bit about how you and Daryl know each other.
So I grew up at the Calvary Monument Bible Church, which Daryl Lefevre's grandfather founded. And the whole time I was there, from the age of like 7 or 8, Daryl was always in a leadership position for my age group. Sunday school teacher, Awana leader, youth pastor. So Daryl just really went out of his way to be like a big brother to me growing up. And then he went off to Hollywood. I actually joined the Air Force right out of high school, ended up getting a finance degree. And about 10 years ago, Daryl felt like the Lord was telling him to kind of leave Warner Brothers and do more inspirational faith-based stories. So I was one of the few finance people that he knew. So he called me living in Ohio. And I started flying out to L.A. to see how I could help him. And then eventually we did a movie called Woodlawn together. And then we did Imagine. And now we're working on Unplanned.
Wow.
That's incredible.
What an incredible story. How far the Lord has taken you from right down here in paradise and all
Hollywood.
The way to Hollywood. And today I understand you're in Washington, D.C.
Yes, I had the privilege last night of screening the movie Unplanned for quite a few members of Congress, both on the House side and the Senate side, and amazing opportunity to do that, and I really feel like we're going to see some impact from that today.
Wow. Unplanned, the inspiring true story of one woman's journey of transformation. It's the story of a former Planned Parenthood clinic director, Abby Johnson. I have to tell you, Joe, the trailer to the movie alone has been so powerful just to watch that. Tell us about the movie from your perspective.
You know, what I really love about Abby's story is I really feel like many people are going to be able to relate from different places in life. So Abby grew up in a Christian home, and through college, through a volunteer expo, ended up volunteering for Planned Parenthood, and she really felt like, you know, their core mission is to be able to be a community service and help women in need, which ended up being a lie for what their real mission is. And then it wasn't until her 8th year working there that they asked her to volunteer in an actual procedure, and that was the first time ever she saw what they really stood for, and that moment changed her life forever, and she left Planned Parenthood that day. And ever since then, she's been on a mission to end abortion.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I know she's been to the area, and her story is so inspirational. And you got to think with this movie, people who see it, you got to hope that if they feel that they, you know, are not pro-life, that this has got to, that's got to impact that. What kind of hopes do you have for this movie?
You know, God's timing is far better than ours. And when you look at the headlines that we're all reading over the past few months about the different states just being the most progressive that we've ever seen in passing their abortion laws, really pray and hope that this movie, this visual and emotional story, will allow people to see what abortion really is and what these laws are really trying to encourage. So just praying that through Abby's experience, that people will really be able to understand where this country is trying to head, and it is not a godly place.
Man. If you've not yet seen the trailer, go to unplannedfilm.com. Unplanned comes out in theaters everywhere Friday. There's going to be a special showing at Penn Cinema in Lititz this Thursday. We've got another pair of tickets to give away later. We're talking with Joe Knopp. Joe from the Lancaster area, grew up here, graduated from Pequot Valley, and now is involved in all kinds of films like Woodlawn, I Can Only Imagine, and Unplanned. And Joe, I don't know if I even really understand completely, what does a producer of a movie like Unplanned actually do? What's your job?
That's a great question. So, there's the director, and they are responsible for all the creative stuff. They write the movie. They actually direct it and do the edit. The producers do all the hard work, I like to say. We really want to think of it from a business standpoint. We raise the finances. We help with the legal aspects, work with distribution and marketing, and allow the creative people to be creative.
So you're basically making everything work.
Exactly.
So you take the vision.
Daryl and I.
You take the vision and make it happen. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, we're certainly wishing you much success with Unplanned. Were you surprised by the success of I Can Only Imagine?
You know, we were hopeful with the when the song first came out. As you're fully aware, it just hit the hearts of America in a way that was also unexpected. So when we found out the true story of how that song came about, we really thought it would resonate with a lot of people. We were obviously surprised that it went to the level that it did, but we were not surprised that Bart's story really impacted a lot of people.
Oh, that's very cool. We're talking with Joe Knopp, Joe, the producer of Unplanned. If you go to unplannedfilm.com, not only can you watch the trailer, there's a lot of cool resources there at the website for those who maybe have been abortion or clinic workers, those who find themselves in the midst of being pregnant and not knowing where to turn, or just anyone that wants to get involved and help. And Joe, you were telling me before we got on the radio that the grassroots effort of this movie are just so important. Tell us how our listeners can help.
Yeah, you know, we obviously don't have the budgets that Hollywood has to put into their big projects. So for us, you really want to think of it as a political campaign where word of mouth, you know, what you're doing for us and spreading the word through Lancaster and getting people to show up this weekend, which is opening weekend for the film. That's what makes or breaks our films. So think of it as that Joshua moment where we all make a loud shout this weekend. And if we can do that, we'll get to a tipping point where Hollywood and the press will find out that this little pro-life movie is making this loud noise ripple effect across the country. And then they will start talking about it. And once they start talking about it, then the rest will start to figure out they want to go see this movie that everybody is talking about.
Unplanned, the movie, is in theaters everywhere starting this Friday. A special showing is happening at Penn Cinema in Lititz on Thursday, tomorrow night. And Joe, do you ever get back to the WJTL listening area?
I do. I will be back in the area, I believe, end of April. So love to connect with you.
Oh, man, we'd love to have you come in, stop by the studio. We'll show you around and get to shake your hand. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I love coming back.
Joe, before you leave, we want to play the song that Matthew West wrote. It's called Unplanned. It's sort of the theme song for your movie. How did it come about that you got this song with Matthew?
So Matthew, over the years, has become a great friend. And him and I have always hoped that we could do a project together. So I talked to him this summer and said, Matthew, he is really a pro-life gentleman. And I said, Matthew, I would love for you to do a song. I just need the word unplanned written into it, which is, you know, not the easiest word to probably put into the lyrics. He did an amazing job writing the song, writing the lyrics. And I really, you know, pray that that song will have an amazing impact also.
Yeah, Matthew says, I tried to capture the feelings I had when I first heard my daughter's heartbeat, the overwhelming sense of a life that is precious, a miracle, and a gift. And he certainly put that into the song. We're going to play it here in a moment. Joe Knopp has been talking with us. Joe, the producer of Unplanned. Joe, thank you so much for taking time. I know how busy you are. You're going from D.C. to Ohio to New York. And thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. Love you. Like it.
Thank you so much, Joe. Coming up, we're going to have a chance for you to win tickets to that special showing tomorrow. But right now, we're going to play the brand new song for you. This is Matthew West. It's Unplanned on WJTL.